in Centre Parks. Not on holiday, actually, in a lodge in the woods. So it could be on holiday if it wasn't for the fact I'm bunking up with half of a band. Half are in this lodge, half are in the other lodge. I hope there's somebody that snores in the other lodge just to balance things out.
Who's in?
Excellent. Who's in the room with me?
Naif.
Matt.
And Andy.
And Andy. Naif, Matt and Andy of the band Chilo Sim, who are I Am Replete on Twitter, just to confuse you. Is there any truth in the potential myth that you're going to change the name to Charlie Slim just so people can spell it?
No, Timbo Syme.
It's C-H-A-I-L-O-S-I-M. I can never spell it, but it's written on the wall. So what's happening tonight? Naif, I think you might know more about why you're here.
Well, when we arrived, I thought, what the hell are we doing here? But fantastically, we've been invited to come and do a gig for Brain Juicer's annual party. And we met the CEO, John Kieran, back at the Do Lectures last September, where we met your good self. And we had a cracking time back then, and we thought we'd like to continue.
Didn't you, offer the band up as an auctioning bid,
the Do Lectures have an auction every year, and I just decided to auction my band.
Did you tell the band?
No. As you do. It's fine, though, it's fine. Yeah. I trust these guys. And, John stepped up to the mark and he put a really good bid in and, you know, here we are.
So the money went to the Do Lectures and you come here and I've just seen your sound check and it sounds really sweet. For those that haven't heard the band before, how would you explain yourselves?
Okay. People put us in their alt-folk bracket, I guess, but there's a lot of influences in there. From folk, I guess, but then also there's some, you know, real kind of modern, I guess, middle of the road, almost kind of the way you would describe it.
Who's in the band and where are they from?
Myself, Andy, I live in St David's, Pembrokeshire. I'm from Guildford, near Surrey, and we're all pretty much quite widely spread across Britain. Tom is from Bath, somewhere close by. I can't speak for everyone else. We're all over the place. Matt will probably be able to inform you about where we're from, but we basically all live and work in around the St Bride's Bay area of Pembrokeshire. So we all met through being in that place.
So that's the Welsh connection.
Yeah, that's what brought us together. Yeah.
And so does everybody still live locally?
Yeah, we all live in Pembrokeshire. Yeah, really close to each other, actually. Yeah. In fact, Matt and Darren live in the same village.
Same street.
We live about 2 minutes away, and, you know.
And I guess you can call this a corporate gig. And there's a lot of people that work for Brain Juicer. I'm a little bit shocked when
this
I walked in there.
Definitely the first corporate gig we've done.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow.
We're getting a bit of a reputation for doing firsts. And we did our at the Do Lectures. We did our first totally unplugged gig.
Around the fireplace. Yeah. That was just.
We've never done that before, and we took a bit of a risk because we didn't know how it would sound. So I've got quite a quiet voice, and I play acoustic, and we've got a violin and that in the band. But we hooked our keyboard player up to a battery charger, and it was all fine. So yeah, it went really well.
So it wasn't. I guess it was unplugged because it was plugged into it.
Yeah, technically, yeah, we weren't plugged into the earth.
Oh, fantastic! So how long is your set going to be tonight? Any ideas?
An hour, I guess, is
yeah,
it?
Just an hour.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm just a little bit worried that come 10 o'clock, you guys might have had more than one glass of wine. I know Naif says, no, not me. I always drink afterwards, but is that true?
It's early. Well, I mean, what time is it now? Any idea?
I don't know. Come on, guys, not like you're getting paid. Well, I mean, no, I didn't say that.
When I've had a drink, I've got a tendency to hide audio beer recorders. So if we play really badly, it'll never get on air, so I'm not too worried.
Yeah, you are singing, so yeah, you need to think about that voice. Well, lovely, lovely place here. Let's enjoy it for the moments we can before we hike across Centre Parks, because we must in the most secluded corner here, back to where everything's happening, because I bet you guys are getting hungry.
We're very hungry, yeah. We've been looking at the menu now, we're all salivating. So. We'll start eating the complimentary crisps and whatever else we can get our mouth out.
He's going, where are the crisps? Cheers, guys, for inviting me up anyway, and looking forward to a party. I, of course, don't have to remain sober, so I'm willing to experience all of the embarrassment that you guys might have.
No.
Speak to you later.